Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am your host, Michael Horn, with the star of our program. We're talking about the one and only acting legend, the football all-pro defensive end, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome to our show. As usual, we really look forward to doing the show and having you folks listen in and being part of the festivities, and we try to be festive here. I know, what'd you do this last weekend, by the way?
It's just a lot of work, you know. I just, a lot of stuff going on. I had to reclaim my dog's ashes. The lovely Angie passed away, and I have them in the ashes, and I've...
Oh, you did that?
Yeah, I did. I just, you know, Angie was just a good girl.
So, yeah, she was.
So I'm going to sprinkle her in the backyard or something, you know. Kind of keep death those snakes and lizards out.
Death is kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? You're here, and then automatically all of what you know of that entity is not only is gone, but it's transferred over into the memory bank.
That's exactly right.
You know, there's no new happening. It's all memories now.
It's all memories. That's what it's all about. And that happens in real life. Now, what were you doing? You were at a Dodger game or something?
Yeah, I went to that blowout Dodger game there a while back.
Just this past week, the Dodgers like beat the Giants like 13-3 or 5 or something.
Yeah, 13-5.
Let me look for a second. Hold on. Look in the mailbag. Apparently, I don't see my invitation to that Dodger game. Apparently, you went without me?
Yeah, you weren't invited.
Well, how does that happen? I'm your, like, your partner, and I'm able to take you to dinner and buy dinner
for you. Well,
I
have circles of friends that have different levels of continuity.
You do, different circles of friends. So I'm obviously not in the circle.
Well,
of
not
friends.
In this one. It does. It's like if I were to go to my garage and I need a wrench. And that wrench isn't in that drawer, I'd have to go to another drawer to look for that wrench, and hopefully I would find it. You're kind of, in this analogy, the wrench.
I'm the wrench? That's the circle of friends, I'm the wrench.
You're the wrench.
So when you need something, you would just grab
me
to help you do
something.
If
I'm looking for a specific, if I'm looking for a specific instrument, then I go for it. If it's not there, I got to go somewhere else and look for it.
So if you needed help to move, I would be one of your friends to help haul stuff around your house, which I think I did one time with the TV that weighed 9,000 pounds. Don't forget, you can follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Welcome back here to the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, and the star of our show is the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, which I'll have an interesting story about the Hunter Show for you sometime on today's show. I'm talking about our buddy Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. And listen, I was about to tell our folks out here
a story
about the Dodger game here the other day.
It was a big rivalry, Dodger-Giant
game. Dodger-Giants, yeah. I like the Giants.
They're in last place, but I like them too.
Yeah, I like them.
No, I don't. I like my favorite two teams are the Dodgers. My second favorite team, anybody playing the Giants. So anyway, tell us about the game.
So that's how you break it down?
Yep. Those are my two favorite sports teams, Dodger baseball teams.
Well, here's mine. Want to know mine?
Yeah.
Dodgers-Yankees. And the Yankees moved up since I went to play for the Giants and played in Yankee Stadium.
I was never a big Yankee fan, but they moved up very recently when they have a dress code, and you won't see moron ball players with beards sitting out to here and scruffy-looking hair. The Yankees are a class organization, and if you want to play on their team, you better dress accordingly, and I like the Yankees because of that.
Well, there you go. And that's a good reason to like them.
Yep.
But so it's Dodgers, Yankees, then we go Red Sox, Giants.
Oh boy,
Cubs!
Really not. It's Dodgers,
kind of like right around
Dodgers, Angels. Who else would I like? I love Mike Socia. Mike Socia is one of the great managers, and I love what he does.
We like certain players on
and that's
certain
why I like
teams,
the team.
But to
can
like
I have my own list
to like to have the so, can to I, have the association can, of a great organization that
saying,
doesn't work.
I'm just saying Dodgers. These are my personals. You may not agree out there. Obviously, Fred doesn't. It's Dodgers, Angels. I would go Yankees, Cubs. I go Cubs, Yankees, and I don't know who else.
Well, you just copied my list.
No, I didn't. I didn't have the Red Sox. Come on, Red Sox.
Yeah, Red Sox.
Boston.
For 15 minutes, I was a Patriot.
I remember that story. I almost took a job there, and I was looking for apartments, and I went in, and I took a smell, and it smelled like mold, and I said, I'm a California boy. I'm not going to live anywhere it might smell like mold.
Yeah, well, you made the right choice.
Thank you.
So here's
no
the deal.
No offense to Boston.
We're in a game that goes back and forth, and the Dodgers are pounding away, and they eventually win the game 13-5.
Wait a minute. It did go back. It didn't go back and forth.
Yeah, it
did. It was 13-3.
No, no.
It's five?
It was 4-0, then it was 6-4, then it was 6-5.
Oh.
So it kind of was competitive, and then the Dodgers kind of cracked it open.
Okay, got it.
But the point here is,
yes,
is what I'm getting to.
Thanks.
And so I'm going to bend this into my complaint about Major League Baseball. And that is, I'm watching, and suddenly, down the right field line, hopping over the short left field wall, is a interloper. He gets on the field and he runs through the right field past Puig, and then he goes out into center field, and then as he's now mounting speed, before you even knew it, 10 what looked like Australian rugby guys. Big bruiser guys who could run.
With cauliflower ears.
Who can run. Swarmed on him like an autoimmune reaction. They tackled this guy and drove him into the ground. And I've never heard the Dodger fans so excited before.
That there was a tackle.
And I'm watching this, and they cuffed him, and they give him a knee in the back, and they worked him over pretty good. They give him a couple of jimmies. And so they popped him up and then walked him from right around mid-center field back out through center field into the room back there where, from what I understand, is where they give you the couple of Grouchos before they put you in the car.
Is that what they call it? A couple of Grouchos?
They give you a couple of smacks
as a
reminder that, you know, you come back here again, you know, we're going to take your clothes off.
So the crowd was happy that they caught this
guy. No, they were thrilled. Now, here's my point. This was so exciting. This was a guttural reaction to an approval and to a support that this organization has hired this security outfit that so quickly responded.
That's great to hear.
They really jumped the gun and they really got this guy on the ground and they sprinted after him. So the idea was, we're not going to hire, you know, a cop with a whistle and holding his hat on and
he's blowing the whistle.
Yeah, he's blowing the whistle.
Stop.
Yeah, and it goes on and on until you know somebody shoots somebody, but it was great. Now I'm thinking to myself, it revived in me my opinion about why baseball's so boring, and they have done everything they can to civilize what they think is civilizing everything.
Right.
They don't want any arguments. They don't want a manager coming out and arguing a play at second base. They don't want any disruption at all. They're just going to very politely, well, if you disagree, then stay in there. And the guy waves a little white handkerchief and says, we want to protest the call. Then the umpires get together and they walk over to the telephone areas and they call New York and have some bank of jerks back east look at the play and make a decision. And then the guy hangs up, takes the headphones off, and says either he's out or he's safe. And that's the end of this rhubarb. That's the end of protest.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I miss that in sports.
Yeah.
I miss it in baseball, certainly. I miss Tommy Lasorda doing it. I missed.
Yep.
I remember up in San Francisco when Walter Alston. This was a heated play at second base, and involved Jose Pagan and Maury Wills at second base.
Oh yeah, I remember those. Yeah,
and it was a real nice Friday night game on Channel 5. Anyway, here comes. Oh, here's what was beautiful about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that the manager was so inflamed that he ran out. Walter Alston slowly walked out against the backdrop of this very exciting thing. So the two contrasts of how calm he was and how much he respected the authority of the play and the umpires, but he also stood there and it gave him, he came into the fray, he came into the disruption at a very low key, and that way he was allowed to build while he was there through his argument. If he comes in hot, they throw him out almost immediately.
And he was kind of calm a little bit, old Smokey.
And Old Smokey was of Darrtown, Ohio, and he just came out and he went jaw to jaw with these guys, and it was great. It was great theater, and people just really liked it. And the TV coverage was right there.
Yeah, they had the cameras on him and everything.
It was heroic.
Remember when Leo DeRocher kicked dirt on Jocko Conlon's shoes?
Yeah.
When they got a little dust up there at third base?
Oh, the theatrics was terrific.
It was great.
And you killed all of it.
You killed it all.
You killed it all.
Politics of baseball.
Yeah, well, and it's government baseball. It's government sports. And now, again, like last night, my biggest thrill of the evening was when the guy ran out and the Australian rugby guys dumped him.
Dumped him.
I loved it.
Now, I saw it on television, so I'm going to give you my version of it when we return. That straight ahead. Plus, we'll talk a little more. A lot of stuff happening in the world of sports. Politics entering the world of ESPN. Stay tuned.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
back. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So here's what I saw. Fred's talking about going to a Dodger game this week. Dodger-Giant rivalry. Some moron jumps on the field and goes running out there, and about 10 of these guys, who I didn't know who they were, jump on him. Here's what I see. Back in the days of the great Vin Scully, Hall of Fame broadcaster, he would never have his producer or director, rather, put the camera on the person that was out on the field. And I always hated that. And Vinny would sit there and go, well, some crazy man is out there on the field and we're not going to show it. We're not going to give it any kind of stuff. And so it was just him talking about it. But over the years, you got used to it and you realized Vin was probably correct in his assessment. So now Vin's gone. They got the new kid up there who doesn't quite know what to do. And so all of a sudden, they have the camera instead of on Vin or anybody else. They might have it on some players, and you see the players smiling, and the fans are going crazy. And so you think the fans could be cheering for the guy that's running on the field. Hearing the story from my partner here and buddy Fred Dreyer, I now know they're cheering because the guy was tackled to the ground, and that's why the players were smiling, and everybody was glad they got this guy off the field. But even Oral Hershiser, who's the second man in the booth, saying, well, you know, it's a good thing they don't get to the players because those guys have been, some of them are black belts, and then some. Then Joe, wait a minute,
he said that.
Yeah, and so Joe says, "You mean they were? They've been trained for that?" He says, "No, but there were some guys that always had black belts or whatever that would put somebody down if they got near him." And I'm thinking, this is like ridiculous talk on some dumb thing going on. Now it makes sense that what they were cheering was because they should have said, "There's a group of 10 guys that have just tackled this guy and smacked him to the ground, and he's not going to be walking too easily without pain over the next few days." Well, that's what they should have said. What's his name? Joe. What's his name?
Joe Davis.
Joe Davis. That's right.
Betty Davis's son.
I did not know that. You are full of information.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff here, too. I got a bunch of other stuff here.
Stuff you didn't know.
I'm going to read this later on.
Okay.
Just remind me to read this stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, this is stuff you didn't know.
Okay. So I disagree. I've always disagreed with this philosophy. We're going to be above the fray and not show it. That's BS.
Show it.
This is a cinematic, this is a visual medium we live in. I want to see this guy get hammered. You want to run into the field? Here's what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
You got 10 black belt guys out here. These guys, these Starkers, they're going to dump you and take you in the back room in center field and give you a couple of grouchos before they cuff you and put you in the car. You want to jump over the fence? You're going to come away with a broken nose and replay it.
Yeah.
How they brought him to the ground. That crowd never responded more vociferously during the entire game than they did for that moment.
It was great. I mean, it was fabulous. It's good. Now, the other good thing that happened to me this week concerning you is I talked to our buddy Gary Sinise, who's got a concert for defenders. This is a concert for an evening honoring the military and first responder communities. Going to happen May 12th in Los Angeles at the VA hospital, the Jackie Robinson Stadium. They're going to put the parking lot there as a concert venue, and they're going to have Five for Fighting, special guest star Catherine McPhee from American Idol, and Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band. And they've got it's going to be a free concert on May 12th. Food trucks there. All this good stuff is going to be a great day. You can find out more by going to concertfordefenders.com. C-O-N-C-E-R-T, concert, F-O-R, for defenders, D-E-F-E-N-D-E-R-S.com. So while I'm talking to him, I mentioned that we had the great Fred Dreyer here at CRN. He goes, Fred Dreyer, he goes, one of my early TV appearances was on a Hunter episode, and it was bringing back some memories. Do you remember when Gary Sinise was on Hunter?
Yeah, of course. I talked to him. He was out of the Steppenwolf Acting Academy and the acting group out of Chicago, and we talked all about that stuff, and he came on, and he played a guy who was a serial killer.
Was he good at a young age like that? Excellent?
Oh, yeah, he was excellent. I don't know if I shot him
or did you throw him off the building?
I don't know what I did with him.
Shot him?
I think I might have shot him.
He likes you. He says that say hi to Fred, and he wants to get together with you at some point.
No, Gary's good. He's always doing things like this, and he's a special guy. Not only is he talented, but he does things for other people that's very, very, it comes highly recommended, I would say.
Yeah, so that's our buddy Gary Sinise. He's got an office down the road here. We should invite him to dinner one night, one of our dinners.
To one of your
the dinners that you buy for me,
the ones you were supposed to buy last week.
And when I went to collect, you said, well, I think I got some salmon in my bag.
I'll give you a list of times I bought people dinner. You're not one of them, but... The amount of dinners I've bought for people. Good. I wish I had that money back. I'd pay my mortgage off.
That's good. Okay. We're going to continue straight ahead. Fred has a list for you that might cheer you up here if you're having a bad week.
I have something here for you.
Stay with us here. It's The Lounge, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. We're back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we like to have a lot of fun here on the show. We have more fun than we probably do anything else.
That's true.
And several years ago, a friend of mine handed me some stuff, and it was under the topic of stuff you didn't know you didn't know.
Okay. Stuff you didn't know you didn't know.
Yeah, and also there was another heading. Why some men have a dog and no wife.
And I had a dog, the lovely Angie, the wonder dog, passed away here a couple of weeks ago. And it's still very sad to come home and not have Angie there. So I'm curious as to why men would have a dog and not a wife.
Yeah, so this is, you're going to find out. I have a couple of these things here. I've got three pages of these things. Yeah, we did. We went in depth on this over the weekend.
Okay.
And so the topic is, once again, why some men have a dog and no wife. Number one, the later you are, the more excited your dogs are to see you.
That's very true. Very true. If you come home very late, the dog, you stay away for a weekend, the dog's
tails wagging.
Oh, yeah, can't wait to see.
And it takes a while to calm him down, too.
You know? True.
You want to get in the shower, and the dog wants to get in there with you.
Yeah.
Number two, dogs don't notice if you call them by another dog's name.
Oh,
That's the good one you need to have.
Yeah.
You got to have that one.
I fight. Oh, well, that's not your name. And the dog's still excited. This is good.
Right. Dogs like to leave. Dogs like it if you leave a lot of things on the floor.
This is why some men have dogs and not wives. So dogs like it if you leave things on the floor.
Yeah, they do, contrary to what you might think. Number four, a dog's parents never visit. Right?
That's true.
And number five, dogs agree that you have to raise your voice to get your point across.
That's a good one.
All dogs agree.
I love it.
It's great. When you put all the dogs in a room, they're all agreeing on this one topic.
Raise your voice to get your point across. That's great. That's why guys have dogs instead of wives.
That's right. That's right. Number six, dogs find you amusing when you're drunk. That's one of your favorites. I'm sure it is.
Come over here and sit down right next to me.
Number seven, dogs like to go hunting and fishing.
That's
number eight, a dog will not wake you up at night to ask, if I died, would you get another dog?
These are great reasons why men prefer having dogs instead of wives.
Yeah. Number nine, if a dog has babies, you can put an ad in the paper and give them away.
That's good.
That good?
That's a good one.
That's a good thing to know. You may want to write that down and put it in your wallet. Number 10, a dog will let you put a studded collar on without calling you a pervert.
That's good.
Number 11, if a dog smells another dog on you, they don't get mad. They just think it's interesting.
Let me hear that one more time.
Yeah. Number 11, if a dog smells another dog on you, they don't get mad. They just think it's interesting.
It's interesting. It is interesting.
That is
good.
And last but not least, number 12, if a dog leaves, it won't take half your stuff.
And there you have it. 12 reasons that's why men prefer dogs over wives.
Now, we read this periodically. We'll probably read it before the year is out again.
Next week.
But maybe next week if we have nothing going on the show.
Somebody emails us and wants it. We have nothing going on.
Now, next week, you should know this. We're under the demand here to read stuff you didn't know you didn't know.
So that's next week on the show?
Yeah, that's next week on the show.
Okay, good. So this is going to be good stuff. Stuff you didn't know, you didn't know.
You didn't know. So we have Why Some Men Have Dogs and No Wives. We've just read that.
Yep.
And now next week we're going to read Stuff You Didn't Know, You Didn't Know.
So, and by the way, you were at the ball game you mentioned. What did you have for dinner? Did you have any kind of Dodger dog or something?
You know what I had? I went to the buffet, and they have a very good buffet. They do a very good job, for the money you pay for behind home plate.
You go to the special seats, don't
I go to the special seats, yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You're up to the general population.
Yeah,
you could get hurt up there.
Yeah.
But there was a guy sitting in front of me that had a Giants jersey on, and on the back it had Barry Bonds number 25.
Okay.
And then above the name, above the number was the name Beat LA. And he was standing up almost the entire game. Every time, and of course, you know, the Giants were ahead 4-0. So this guy was standing up, walking around, pointing to his back.
Really?
People weren't liking it.
They weren't liking that, right?
So by the time the game turned, and it was now, you know, 10-4 and 13-5, you know, the people started getting more drunk, and they started coming at this guy, giving him a lot of grief.
And were the security guys there? Those guys from the rugby team around?
They were looming, yeah. But you know, it wasn't dangerous or anything. But okay. you could see it. Anybody who does something like that is crazy. They're asking for it,
right?
As far as I'm concerned, what was I going to say?
So you were saying they were coming at him. They were like coming at this guy or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But what I was going to say before that?
Oh, that was it. I thought
you was that it.
Yeah, that was what the story was.
Oh, I'll think of something.
I mean, if you have something else to say, you
I probably
come back
don't.
With it. So
I'm sure it's really important.
I mean, baseball is now into what? A few weeks. A lot of people on the 25 DL
games.
25 games.
Games
in, and we already got people on the disabled.
Yeah, they got
list.
10. Every team has 10 to 15 players on the DL.
Yeah, and those that survive are the ones that can handle injuries. Big part of modern day.
Hey, travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
We're back in the sports lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. I'm talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer. So we got this guy, His name is Aaron Judge. He's on the New York Yankees. And listen to this. He hit his home this last week against the Toronto Blue Jays. They were talking about after he hit home runs 11 and 12. And up to that point, he had averaged a 0.5 of a home run per game played on the season. And he has barely less than one home run every eight plate appearances. That pace would best Barry Bonds' 2001 season, but they say it's over a small sample size. So, he's 25 years old. He's been able to accomplish all this in 99 plate appearances up to those home runs we talked about. He's got more than 10 home runs and fewer than 100 plate appearances. He's the only player in baseball with that. So that's a pretty good accomplishment.
He's off to a good start.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens on that one there.
Oh, by the way. Yes. Turkey.
What?
That's what I had at the Dodger game.
Oh, it was.
That's what I was going to tell you.
So you had turkey?
Yeah, great turkey, too.
You usually do seafood of some kind.
Well, usually, but I don't discount chicken or a turkey if it's splendidly prepared, and it was.
It was good?
Wow. Yeah, I had Brussels sprouts, and I had Caesar salad, and I had some good stuff.
Tune in at this time every week when Fred talks about his dinner menu. We have a different show here that you're not on, but you should have been on today because I mentioned you. You might have heard me talking about it prior to this show when we do the show live on Wednesdays. And the guy was on, a doctor, and here's what he said. And I'm listening. I'm thinking to myself, this guy must have played football with Fred Dreyer. The guy said, you got to take your body weight, divide it in half, and that's how many ounces of water you have to drink every single day. And then he says that you got to have alkaline water in your body, and he says, because it takes down the inflammation. I mean, did you get a hold of this guy? Was this one of your guys? You've been preaching this for years.
How old is this guy?
I don't know. He was on the phone. He wasn't in the studio. Huh. On the phone, this doctor. But he's kind of stealing your act. I asked him if he ever played football. With you.
What would that have anything to do with?
Well, because, maybe you're on the same team and, your diet rubbed off on him.
That's not likely.
He says he talked about the bad things. He says the sugars that you have over there and these sweets and all that stuff that turn to acid in the body, and you don't want acid because that's a sick body.
Well, you got to flush it. You got to flush it.
That's what he said. And he talked about you have two circulation systems. You got obviously the veins and the blood, but you also have the lymphatic system, which depends on movement and enough water in there to move through the system.
And the lymph system, folks, kicks in. The body demands it when the liver cannot cleanse the blood. Food goes through the small intestine, goes into the bloodstream, it's carried to the liver, it's treated. If the liver is diminished with potassium, magnesium, and organic sodium, then a bad blood, a acid blood, is released from the liver with the nutrients. It's spread out around all through the system. But the lymph system will kick in, and that's where inflammation really starts, when the lymph system starts sweeping up the blood that can't be cleaned by the liver.
So you want to make sure your liver's cleaning up the blood and eating the right stuff, right?
You were starting to glaze over there for a moment.
This was getting, I don't know how that was fitting into the world of sports.
No, you were starting to nod. I noticed you were nodding.
I was going to doze off on that one. So it's good. Have you ever taught this course at a accredited university?
Yeah, the old folks' home.
Good. And they would listen.
And they would snooze right through it.
They would benefit from this. It's good. That's very good.
I would talk real low and it put everybody to sleep within like 3 minutes.
Yeah, unless you pull out your old gun that
thing you said about the water? It doesn't apply to you, sir.
Do they ask the questions like about maybe 30 minutes after you brought something? They're talking about water.
What does meat mean? Well, let's see. We go back in my notes. Meat. Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. The Texas legislature has honored your friend Tony Romo and his Cowboys career.
Yeah, I noticed that. Why is that?
Well, they praise his character, his humble roots, and just as much as his football accomplishments. He appeared Wednesday before the Texas House, which halted work so the lawmakers could take photos with him. He was appearing before the state Senate. There was a representative there, Richard Raymond, who's a Democrat from Laredo, Texas. He wore a Romo jersey. There was the Representative Jeff Leach from Plano, a Republican, put on a Cowboys helmet. And Romo had recently retired, because he's becoming a CBS game analyst.
There's nothing worse than politicians kissing ass. Really? Nothing worse. It's so transparent.
Not good, huh?
No, I don't want to be a part of it.
Okay. There's also a guy that's in California that has he's got a bill in front of the California legislature that says, listen to this, that bicycle riders should be able to decide whether they should stop or not at stop signs. So the rules of the road, there's a bike rider going there, and if they don't want to stop, they should be able to go through the stop signs, and it's up to the driver to yield to them. Now, is that the stupidest rule you ever heard in your life, to allow a stupid bike rider to not stop?
Well, yeah.
That's dumb. These bike riders get in my way sometimes. They're sitting there so intense.
Go up on Mulholland on Sunday. Yeah. And see, they drive like they...
I just came back from a 20-mile run. Yeah, great. I'm glad you did your 20-mile run. Just stay on your side of the roadway. I was coming into work today, and there was a guy hauling a bunch of junk going opposite traffic in his bicycle. I felt like saying, hey, buddy, you want to take a ride up on top of my hood for a while? I mean, you're supposed to go with the flow of traffic.
Don't you think that when you hear things like a man on a bike has been hit and run over somewhere, that you always wonder what the real circumstances were?
Yeah, because you wonder what's going on. I mean, sometimes the bike riders need to keep their mind where their body is. Instead of worrying about doing the 20 miles, pay attention to what's going on around you.
Good thing.
You know? Anyway, that's my thoughts. For you bicyclists out there, a little sports comment from all of us here.
I drive a black Chrysler. Stay away from me.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am the one and only Michael Horn with the incredible Fred Dreyer here. And it's time for our segment we like to call email. So you ready for this? Some people writing to you, Fred Dreyer?
Yeah, sure.
This is Sandy. It says, hi, Fred. You're funny the way you don't wash your car, talk to the neighbor's dog. You just have a funny wit about you. I never forgot you. The times we met in the past meant a lot to me. There are some special spiritual truths that mean a lot to me as well. When you learn to see your own inner beauty, your own truth, all arguments with others will cease. What are your thoughts?
I agree with the inner thought stuff.
You do?
Yeah, I agree.
Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay, John said, Fred, you are so right when you talk about all those stupid rules, etc., set by the powers that be that serve basically no purpose and insult the fans watching the game. I always figure when I see something new and almost useless, it has to be some suit in a jerk behind it. The other day I was watching day 3 of the NFL draft, and they actually had an orangutan making some picks by touching a computer screen.
I saw that.
And it listed the Colts picks. Is that true?
I was outraged.
Yeah. Mike of the NFL Network was clearly ticked off by this nonsense, which no doubt was the brainchild of some suit in the network.
Yeah, well, it's government sports, and those guys are idiots, and they don't trust the product, and they think they have to have a gimmick because there's so many choices that people make for their entertainment.
George says, a big thank you for sharing, sir. Always thought the New York Giants had traded you to the Rams. I do know this, sir, that to this once teenage was a pleasure watching you play. Man, did I have fun watching the Rams defense when you were on the team.
You're very kind. We had so much fun. You know, it's great. You know, when you play that sport, you know you're good. And you know when you're a good team, and it's a lot of fun to play on a good team.
We never call the Fred Dreyer Show. It's the Sports Lounge. But for a matter of purposes, it really is the Fred Dreyer radio program. The one and only acting legend, the football superstar, played for the Giants, was on the New England Patriots for a heartbeat, and then, of course, the great career with the Los Angeles Rams, and then the acting career, Hunter, Land's End, Agent X, Crisis, the list goes on and on and on. And so, this lovely listener, Pamela, sent in this picture of you, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah.
And again, we're up on, you can check us out on YouTube. And also tune into us if you want to during the show. We do it live. We have the streaming going on there at crntalk.com, Tiki Live, and of course Roku. You can check all of our networks on the Roku box if you have one of those. In this picture, Pamela says, would love to know the circumstances of this very sexy photo of Mr. Dreyer. Now, I'll describe it for you, those of you that aren't able to see it on our video feed. It is Fred Dreyer. It looks like he's standing on ice, actually, but there's shade here, so it's some kind of a grass area. But you have one of the snazziest looking tuxedos, the white shirt, the bow tie, just the hair perfectly combed, your arms crossed. You look like some kind of a GQ model. Now, tell me about this photograph. Where was this taken?
That was taken in Cabo San Lucas.
So this was when you were doing Land's End? Is that water that I'm seeing around there?
No, that was kind of like, it was a patio-like area, and the cement and all that stuff was kind of, see, you can see the bottom, it's got shadows and stuff, so it was the double exposure, I think it was.
Now, so here's the deal. You're in Cabo San Lucas. I've been to Cabo.
Yeah.
It gets quite warm there and a little humid. Uh-huh. What the heck are you doing wearing this birthday suit here?
Well, every once in a while, I just go to work in a tux.
So you would show up at the set of Land's End.
It's a special form of leadership, Mike.
And so you would come dressed to the nines in a tux?
Yeah, I set the standard of behavior on the set. As I was always famous for. Here comes Fred, and he's got his tuxedo on. Uh-oh, snap to it.
Fred must be in one of those moods. He's wearing his tuxedo again. What was the premise of the series Land's End? I never saw that series, but I'd like to catch it. What was that about?
The premise was about friendship and loyalty.
And so what was the show? Were you like a...
I was a hotel security man, myself and Jeff Lewis, who was my good friend.
Yep.
And we got into all kinds of weird stories.
I want to see this show. Is it available on YouTube or anything anywhere?
You might Google it up. Land's End. It was made and released for global distribution in 1995.
You know, we're going to start putting some things up on our website that we can have things for sale. Could we maybe sell DVD collections of Land's End, right?
Yeah, but that was a sequence where I was going to get married.
Oh,
the show.
You were going to get married, so you had your tux. Okay, that makes sense.
But so we just took a bunch of crazy shots. We took so many photographs down there of different things that were just wild stuff, boy. I've got a whole box full of photographs that were taken on location down there.
Who was the lucky woman that you were going to get married to? What actress here in this series, do you recall? Who was going to be your wife?
Yeah.
Apparently doesn't.
Mary.
Who?
Mary.
Mary who?
I forgot who it was. I can see her. I'll think of it.
Mary Steenburgen, no.
That's exactly what it was.
I want to remind everybody, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. It's very important. Follow him.
Mary Margaret Humes.
Oh, Mary Margaret Humes.
Yeah, she's great.
And also Fred on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him, FredDreyer.
We had chemistry.
What?
We had chemistry.
Mary Margaret Hughes?
Mary Margaret Hume.
Hume.
Yes.
She had that Hume that was adorable, wasn't it? The humidor.
Yeah.
FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safety. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter in that game. And also the all-pro defensive end, and then the acting legend with Hunter and everything. We had another email here. Gail mentioned, she said, a big thank you to the New England Patriots for trading the real Fred Dreyer to the LA Rams. We actually traded to the Rams? Is that how that all worked out?
Yes, I was drafted on draft day, and then I said, I'm not showing up. And so 4 months later in May, they traded me in May of 72 to the LA Rams.
Good. And also from a sad note here, saddened to hear the death of the great actor director. Is it John Sheeran, aka Lieutenant Ambrose Finn on Hunter?
John was. I'm glad you mentioned this because John was a very good friend and a terrific actor. And for one of the short periods of time there with the Hunter, he was one of our lieutenants and he was a key member of our crew, and he was in our cast. He was a terrific guy, and I was really surprised to see that he had passed.
Yeah, back in April.
He was great. He was really great.
Very good. And, Gail, thank you for letting us know about that. So, when we talk about this, Hunter lasted how many seasons?
Seven
seasons. So you had a lot of people coming and going and in there, but that was quite a good run for you to have that season.
In that period of time, we had a lot of people come through that show, a lot of guest actors, guest actresses, that and all of them. And I'm telling you, we kept close track of it. Every one of them, the word of mouth in town was, you want to work on that show because it's a lot of fun and it's great to... They treat you great. The Steve Candle Company treated me great and treated all of the actors on all the shows terrifically.
Steven, the Candle guy, he was incredible. He was a good
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he was a very interesting guy, talented guy, and it was just
shocking. He's produced a lot of shows, lots
that,
of shows.
He passed away too early of cancer.
Not a few years back, and that's Black Sheep Squadron. Oh, so many shows that he had. It was so great stuff over there, but that was a good run for him.
He literally saved ABC.
He did?
With the A-Team.
With the A-Team. Yeah,
turned
right. That was
turned
his show.
Turned that whole network around.
All right, that's going to be our show. Let me remind you, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer and email him, because we read your emails, Fred Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Final thoughts?
Yeah, keep those letters and those things coming in, folks. They're a lot of fun, and we really do appreciate them. We really like reading. They're a lot of fun to read them on here.
Get down, tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? What you gonna do? You gonna get down? Tell me. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.